Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You talk about overwhelmed with everything going on in Houston. Hey, look, if you're a Houston sports fan, I know. If you're overwhelmed, imagine about me and Wade. We're in here chopping this thing up. Our hearts are hurt because of what we watched yesterday in football. And as we crank this thing up at 2 o'clock today, all of a sudden, Major League Baseball is dropping the hammer on our Astros, and Jim Crane's coming out and firing coaches and firing GMs. And so when it's all said and done, baby, this is the beautiful world of sports. This is the kind of thing. This is why you're a fan. It's unfortunate today. It's heartbreak today. But this is when you're a fan and why you're a fan. You got to take the good with the bad, Wade Smith. Some days are bad. Some days are good. Hell, it's a rainy day outside right now. It's an ugly day outside.
Everything it coordinates right now. What's going on outside is the same thing that's going on in the sports of the city of Houston. And I tell you what, man, the part that bothers me the most about this personally is like A.J. Hinch, to me, he was my favorite manager in Major League Baseball.
Right.
And he's here in Houston taking the Astros, where like when he did interviews, the way he interacted, the way he explained the game, I loved everything about the way that he just went about and handled his business. And now he's out the door. You know what I'm saying? And with him being out the door, it's like, damn, who are you going to get to replace him and replace that part of it? I mean, the Astros are an organization that does have Jim Crane in his deep pocketbooks. They do have the system that was put in place by Luno. But I tell you what, man, I feel like A.J. Hinch is getting a raw deal in this whole situation. And so the fact that he's gone, that bothers me. It's just as piling on of what's going on today and the fact that you had a golden opportunity yesterday to make it to the AFC Championship game. You're up 24-0. You end up losing that game 51-31. And then now you backdoor with what's going on today with the Astros. It's a tough day to be here in Houston.
And what Wade's talking about is going on with the Astros. Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred dropped a hammer on the Astros. The penalties included a one-year suspension for GM Jeff Luno, manager A.J. Hinch, both suspended for a year. They lost a first and second round draft pick in 2020 and 2021. They were fined $5 million. Earlier today, right after that news broke, Jim Crane took the podium, and this is what he had to say.
I have higher standards for the city and the franchise, and I'm going above and beyond MLB's penalty. Today, I have made the decision to dismiss A.J. Hinch and Jeff Luno. We need to move forward with a clean slate, and the Astros will become stronger, a stronger organization because of this today. You can be confident that we will always do the right thing and will not have this happen again on my watch. We didn't really find out about the decision, the final decision, till on the weekend, and after I had their findings, I decided to make that decision today.
Wade, whether we agree with the firings, who they are, I loved A.J. Hinch too, bro. I mean, I loved the fact, the swag that the dude had. I loved the genuine, sincere swag that a guy has in a managerial position. It's rare. The Astros had a jewel, man. I mean, I think he was a great coach, but when you stand around and, ultimately are part of in any way, shape, or form, this type of scandal in Major League Baseball, man, it's got to come down hard on the guys that are in a managerial position, in an owner, not an ownership, but in a position where they're running and they're a leadership position. That's what I'm going for. When you're in that position, man, I think the statement was made by Major League Baseball, and then I think it was just further enforced by Crane. And I don't know. I can't sit here and tell you that I agree because I hadn't read the report. I can't tell you that I agree with Crane being fired or Luno being fired, but what I can tell you, Wade, is that I respect the hell out of Jim Crane and acting with a sense of urgency and acting with some authority, acting in a very clear manner of we made a decision, we move forward, we're not in the rearview mirror, we're in the wind, in the front, we're looking down out the front windshield, down the highway, and we're moving forward as an organization.
I tell you what, man, when I look at it, though, I see it like this. It's almost as if Jim Crane and being in that owner's position, it's almost like too big to fail. And so Major League Baseball is not going to come down on ownership, because then that's gonna make it, and it's gonna reflect even worse on the league. And so I'm sure the Major League Baseball came to Jim Crane and said something to the effect of, all right, this is the totality of the things that were done wrong in your organization. These are the suspensions we're giving out, and then Crane took it upon himself to get rid of the guys that were in position of authority. But Jim Crane himself is in a position of authority as well. But the owner is not going to fire himself. You know what I mean? So that's right. That's never going to happen.
Right.
So, you know, because of that, Luno had to go and AJ Hinch had to go. And I think it's unfortunate for the Astros franchise.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but I respect the sense of urgency in moving forward. That is what he had to do. That is what Astros owner Jim Crane had to do. Here's a little bit on why he actually fired Hinch and Luno.
Well, I felt that with what came out of the report, they both had responsibilities, Jeff running the baseball operation and overseeing AJ and all of those people associated with that, and AJ on the bench and was aware. If you read the report, it's pretty clear. AJ didn't endorse it, and neither did Jeff. Neither one of them started this, but neither one of them did anything about it, and that's how we came to the conclusion.
Wait, it's again, you know, it's one of those deals where I just, when you stand by and you let things like that happen, even though I know there was an attempt to I guess not right the wrong, but stop the guys from essentially cheating. But man, when you're in that leadership position and you stand around and let those things happen, it's tough for, and look, you and I sitting here, it's like, hell, man, they won a World Series, man, let's ride. You won games, and we'll talk about the cheating aspect of it later. But I think when you look at it from Jim Crane's perspective, the moves had to be made.
Yeah, I tell you what, man, it's one of the symptoms, or this is what happens when you're put in a position in an organization to have total autonomy to make moves. So in other words, if you're an owner and you're saying, I'm not a baseball guy, but I got this baseball guy, I'm going to put him in a position to make the decisions, ultimately everything is going to fall at their feet. And so anybody that the baseball guy brings in that does something that is conduct detrimental to the organization and it makes my organization that I own look bad, they're going to be held responsible. And so that's what you get with that, with much is given, much is required. And so Jeff Luno was given a lot of power to make decisions and make moves and bring in certain people into the organization. And because he was given that power, the Astros were built into a juggernaut. At the same time, when some of those people within the organization came up with this scheme to help themselves get an edge, now when it's found out and is investigated, you're responsible for the guys that you bring into the organization.
Look,
I think that's what you're seeing here.
Wade, we can look at Jim Crane and say, man, that was an aggressive move. And regardless of who we talk to, so I think some people will have liked the move deep down inside. I think most of our callers or our texters or our guys and gals on social media, they're probably going to be pretty vocal about they wish they would have kept AJ Hinch in particular. I would imagine there's some people out there that feel like this was the right move to make. They're probably going to be pretty quiet about it because people, I think, have the tendency to, especially if they like somebody, to just err on the side of not saying much.
Yeah.
But when it's all said and done, man, these are human beings that are involved. And my man Jim Crane, this is how he went about informing AJ Hinch and Jeff Luno that they were no longer involved with the Houston Astros.
I just spoke to both of them just a few minutes ago. They've got their letters from baseball. You know, AJ was upset. I think he understands the consequences, and you know, he said, "I'm sorry," and I'll do whatever I can to help the team. Jeff was a little bit shorter. He was traveling, and so I just informed him, and he said, "Okay," and he'd get with me when he gets back.
Wade, you talk about an OG move. I called it on vacation, out traveling. Whether it's on vacation or he's working for the organization out somewhere traveling, he hit him on his cell phone to let him know, hey, man, we're going to go ahead and make this press conference. We're going to make it official that you are no longer part of the Astros. That's a pretty aggressive move, man.
And I tell you what, based off of the reaction of Luno, I think this is something that Luno thought could be a possibility of happening. That the idea that, you know, hey, I could possibly lose my job because of this scenario and everything that's going on. It had to be something that was on his mind. Of course, he was going about doing his business. I'm sure he was probably on the road doing something that had to do with Astros business anyway. And he mentioned that he'll talk with Jim Crane when he gets back in town. But, hey, man, I think when you're in a position of authority, you know that there's certain things that can fly by and things that cannot fly by. And there's certain things that can cost you your job. And so when you're in a position of responsibility, you know that that comes with it. And so it bothered me to hear when he said AJ Hinch was upset when he heard the news, because, you know, AJ Hinch, from all reports, he didn't want any part of this aspect of what was going on. But people that are underneath him are doing these things. Ultimately, you're responsible.
Well, I think the thought process is that if you cut off the head of the snake, then the problem goes away. I mean, when it's all said and done, I believe that either Jim Crane, he's obviously, like you said, he's not going to cut himself, but the two other figureheads in that organization are AJ Hinch and Jeff Luno. And if you cut the head of the snake, then the problem goes away and you can recover. I think there's a reputation issue with the Astros, though. Wade, and I want you guys to hear Jim Crane, his response to Rob Manfred calling the baseball operations department problematic.
I think, you know, I don't agree with that. I think we've got a lot of people here. We've got a lot of great people. We have over 400 people working here, and they work hard. And I think there were some isolated situations that led to that. We have one of the best business operations in baseball. And, you know, I think if we did have any problems, we'll quickly define those problems and move forward in a very positive way. I don't think there's anything difficult. We had one of the best baseball operations in the business and got a lot of great results. So that didn't happen with one or two people. That happened with a lot of good people. And so we'll move forward to handle that in a very professional manner. And it's not an extremely big organization, so I think if there's any problems, we'll root them out and we'll fix it.
Again, a big part of that aggressive moving of firing the two, I mean, he feels pretty confident that he's got an organization that he's got his hands on, and he's got a pretty good grasp of how these guys are going to move forward. I think in today's game, man, I think it's unfortunate that one thing happens and an entire organization is labeled. The labeling of the departments in the Astros organization being problematic, not along the lines of cheating, but back when Brandon Taubman said what he said to the female reporters in the locker room, that's when I think it first got labeled, or when I first heard the rumblings of it being labeled as, is there problems from a, I think they use the word culture of the organization. It's unfortunate that in today's sports, how quickly things like that get out of hand in the entire organization. I mean, you're talking about hundreds of people getting labeled as bad culture individuals, essentially. And I think this goes right along those same lines. I think there was obviously a problem. It was nipped in the bud, and you move forward. I don't know that this is necessarily a culture problem or a cancer that spreads so deep throughout the organization that they're not going to be able to rebound.
Listen, man, PR is a huge factor in an organization having success. Understanding that what you give out, your brand, and how you promote and market yourself as an organization, and how things are run in-house and what gets out, that is important. And so the situation that happened with Brandon Taubman, man, when it happened, the initial reaction was handled so poorly that it made the Astros look like they weren't prepared to handle a situation of that magnitude. Now, AJ Hinch came out later, and his statement, I thought, was perfectly done, and it should have been the way it was handled from the jump, which thinking back to that statement also bothers me about this whole situation, how AJ Hinch is getting in trouble for this deal and getting fired, because I remember him handling that situation perfectly. But It only takes a one or two people within the organization to tarnish the entire name of the organization. That's what happened with the Astros during the World Series with the Taubman situation. That's what's going on now with this cheating scandal. And so I think it's upon the Jim Crane, who is the head of the organization, to clean that stuff up. And that's what you're seeing happen now.
Well, if you're wondering, you know, I mean, obviously we've talked about what happened at length. You've heard Jim Crane talk about what's happened at length, the actions that he's taken, at least initially. I don't know if there's going to be more coming down the pipe. It wouldn't surprise me either way at this point in time. But here's a couple of comforting takes from Jim Crane for the Houston Astros fan base. Here's Jim Crane talking about if he's concerned about the Astros' future.
Well, certainly it concerns me. I'm losing two key people that are very bright and did a lot of great things here. Whatever you want to say, you know, AJ had five unbelievable seasons here, and Jeff put in the foundation that really changed how baseball operations work around the league. And, you know, people can talk about the people that left or weren't hired back, but there's also a lot of people out there that got promoted into GM jobs that came out of this environment. So I don't think it was all bad. I think it was a lot of good, and some unfortunate things that happened here. When you really break it down, didn't make a lot of sense to why we were even doing it. I'm optimistic. Listen, there, as I said, this thing is deep here. There's a lot of smart people here. I think we'll have a speed bump here. I'm not to make this light, but this is a tough day. But can we recover? Absolutely. And we'll have a great team next year.
So rest assured that this team will recover. I think that's interesting, Wade. He alludes to the fact, and not that you can't deny, there's no denying what Jeff Luhnow and what A.J. Hinch meant to this organization from a winning perspective, obviously, but from a business perspective. I don't think there's any dodging those facts ever. I don't know that the owner had to or wanted to or needed to go into depth about what those guys meant to the organization, but it was refreshing to hear that, one, him acknowledge what those guys had done, and two, the organization is extremely deep. It's deeper than two guys. Everything's going to be okay. But, yeah, those guys were a key part to a very successful organization and a very successful business on and off the field.
Yeah, when you've been doing something at such a high level over the past 4 or 5 years now, there's a system in place. And so with there being a system in place, there's guys that are not in those top roles but in roles – directly underneath Jeff Luhnow and underneath A.J. Hinch that can step up and fill some of them. Now, I don't want to minimize what those two guys brought to the organization, but there is something to be said that, hey, once you have a system in place, it's much easier for you to step into that role because you already have the blueprint of how to be successful.
Here's Jim Crane on how quick he believes that the Astros can get up to speed with these changes.
I've been sitting in a few meetings last week in particular on the mediation and the contracts we don't have signed. So I don't think it's going to take long. We've got a short window here. We've got to get ready for spring training February 15th or sooner. We'll work very hard to try to take care of the team first and then look at the baseball operations. As I said, we've got good leaders in a number of those spots. And so it's just a manner of organizing and managing that staff for the next 30 days, and hopefully we can get someone in to take the point.
Valentine's Day will be here before you know it, man. I mean, you're a month out from training camp starting, so no doubt about it that it'll be a big-time obstacle. There's some serious adversity in Houston, but from what I heard today from Jim Crane, I'm pretty confident that he'll get the team beyond this and get the right pieces in place. Last but not least, I want you to hear Jim Crane, the owner of the Astros, his message to the Astro fan base.
Listen, our fans are great. One of the reasons we're successful is we've got great support from the community, from the sponsors and the fans. You know, so far, we haven't seen any change there. I think we're addressing the problem. We apologize to our fans and all of our sponsors and the city in general, and we're going to move forward. We cleaned house. It's behind us, and we're going to make this right, and we're going to play baseball come spring.
That's Jim Crane, Astros owner, talking to the press after firing head coach A.J. Hinch and general manager Jeff Luhnow after the Major League Baseball essentially came down with all of the discipline for the scandal, the sign-stealing scandal that'll go down in history. This is a big-time deal. Houston, it's unfortunate, but after hearing from the owner, you got to feel pretty confident in his ability to recover, move on. A sense of urgency is absolutely necessary in this type of scenario because, again, training camp is the day after Valentine's Day, right? Am I right? 14th is Valentine's Day, right?
The 14th definitely is Valentine's Day. Now, do I know that training camp day? I'm not going to co-sign
well,
that,
but no, I know the 14th said, is Valentine's Day. He just said the 15th is, I believe, when training camp starts. I wanted to make sure my lady be mad at me if I forget the 14th is Valentine's Day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.